Okay, today is Wednesday, June the 10th, 1998, and this is an interview with Mrs. Lillian Campbell, and the interviewer is Irma Bryan. The first question I always start with is, can I get your whole name, including your middle name and your maiden name, and then your birth date?
Lillian Eva Donald, March 3rd, 1930.
And where were you born?
Summer Hill.
And were you born in a house?
Yes.
Do you know whose family the house had been handed down through?
It was Mom's father's because she was an only child. So, and there were other people at Dad's place, so it was just natural that she would stay on the homestead.
Right. Now, let's talk about your mom for a minute. What was her full name, including her maiden name?
Ida Beatrice Kerr.
So this would have been the Kerr homestead that
yes,
you were born on.
Yeah.
Do you know where your mother was born?
She was born in Summer Hill.
Mm-hmm. Can you remember your grandparents Kerr at all?
No, they were both dead before I was born. I think Rowena was only a year old or something when Rowena's older than I am.
Right. So you don't have any recollection at all of the grandparents Kerr. Do you ever remember your mother talking about her parents?
Oh, yeah, she thought a lot of her father, and she always regretted not knowing her mother. of course, she had a stepmother.
Yes.
But her real mother, she didn't know that much about her either because there weren't... Her parents were getting up there when Mom was born, so she didn't have...
Her real mother now, what was her name?
She was a Coles from West St. John.
Coles?
Coles, C-O-E-S.
Oh, C-O-E-S.
That was her organ. It was the first one to come to... They called it Carlton at that time, West St. John.
Yes.
And it was the first one because Mom's mother was very musical.
Yes.
She played for everything in the country. She was a musician for it.
So your grandmother, Kerr, grew up in St. John?
Yes.
Did your mother ever talk about what caused your mother's her mother's death?
She had TB, I think.
Mm-hmm. Consumption.
Yes, I guess
probably
at that
what
time,
they would have
yes.
called it.
And there was a lot of it at that time, I guess. Yeah.
Now, who did your father marry when he remarried?
That would be my grandfather. Kerr remarried Mary Adelaide Corbett, I guess. Mary Adelaide.
That's right, your grandfather. So married into the Corbett family.
Yeah.
And how old would you have been when he married?
Oh, they were married. Mom was, I don't know, a few years old, 5 or 6 or something.
Oh, right. So your mother. I'm getting this mixed up here when I'm talking about. Now, so when your mother grew up, did she grow up in Summer Hill all her life?
Yes, yeah, she spent her whole life there.
Do you remember any of the Corbetts, any of the Corbett families that would have been your step-grandparents?
Yes, it would have been a sister-in-law of, well, I called her Nanny, Mom's stepmother. Her sister-in-law used to come and visit Mom quite a lot in the summer. She was a lovely person, Izetta Corbett.
Mm-hmm.
And then one of Izetta's daughters used to come sometimes, and, like even at Warren when Mom moved down there, they would come and stay a while.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I was sort of Mom's stepmother's nanny's favorite, I guess. Whenever they were going to chastise me, she'd always say, "Don't touch Lily," and I'd run to her.
Oh, my heavens.
Everyone else was, she wasn't that close to people. But
did your grandparents Corbett, we'll call them grandparents Corbett, did they live anywhere around where you grew up in Summer Hill?
Yes, the Suttons lived next, their farm's next to ours, and then the next one to it was the Corbett. And after some of that family died and they moved to the city, it was a Ukrainian family, Sweats. Have
mm-hmm.
you been in touch with any?
No, I haven't been in touch with any of the Sweats yet.
Tennessee Sweats lives in Petticoatiac, and he's very interested. He wrote a family history for his own, just immediate family, so they would know their history.
Yes, yes. What about the Donald family? What kind of history do you know of the Donald family?
Well, I think they were always there as long as my grandmother Donald was a Gailey. And I'm not sure whether there were Gaileys on the west side too, whether That's something I don't know now.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have you been in touch with Margaret Nowlin? Did Rowena mention her?
No, she never mentioned her.
She lives in, well, just to be Marysville. What's the street that Margaret lives on now?
Is her last name Nowlin?
Yes, Nowlin. She lived, of course, just up the next house.
Now, what about brothers and sisters for you?
I had one brother and one sister.
Okay, and can I get the name of your brother? Was he who was oldest?
Rowena was the oldest.
And Rowena's, we'll get Rowena's for full name.
Yeah, Rowena Sylvia.
Okay.
Then I was the second one, and then Kenneth Shanklin.
Don. Shanklin. And, I remember. Kenneth was named after the minister.
Minister, yes.
Reverend Shanklin.
Because he was there a long time. Married Mom and Dad and then baptized us children.
Mm-hmm. What about now you said your mother was an only child.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's talk about your father for a little while. Who were his parents?
John and Margaret Donald.
Donald. And did they live, where was your father born?
He would have been in Summerhill in the Donald house. And everyone was born
in the Donald house.
Yeah, in their home. There was no going anywhere to have it. There was, you know, people would come. There was generally a woman in every community that could help out if she was needed.
Yes.
The doctor if he got there.
Now, do you remember your grandparents on your father's side at
my
all?
My grandfather, Don. My grandmother, Don, was dead before I was born.
Yes.
So my grandfather, Don, was the only one I remember.
What can you remember about him?
He read a lot. Mom always said when she wanted me to do something, I'd be reading. She said, you're like your grandfather, Don, with your head in the book.
Oh, goodness.
So I inherited his tendency, I guess. But.
Was there, did your grandfather Donald live near where you were growing up?
Yes, it was just across the brook. Their farm was on, the next one on the other side.
So when you were a child, your grandfather Donald would have been a widower.
Yes. Yeah.
And did he still farm?
Well, they had a farm. His daughter had married, and they lived on the farm there, and they had some farm.
Now, what about brothers and sisters for your father? Do you have any uncles and aunts in the Donald family?
Yeah, there was Uncle Joe. He never married. He lived there. He worked out quite a bit, but that was his home, too.
Right.
And then I had three aunts. I remember them. Well, this Margaret Nowlin, I gave you her name. Her mother was one.
Yes.
She married a tailor, Ella Taylor.
So, we'll try to go through the names of your brothers and, or your uncles and aunts on in the Donald family. So you had an Eleanor?
No, Ella, Aunt Ella.
Ella?
Yes.
Okay, and who else was there?
Eva. My middle name is.
So you're named after an aunt?
Eva. And Ada. Aunt Ada. She was the oldest, I think.
And who did Ada marry?
She married a Farrar, F-A-R-R-A-R, I think, yeah. Okay. Over in the States. Both Aunt Eva and Aunt Ada lived in the States.
And who did Eva marry, or did she marry?
Weeks. W-E-E-K-S.
Whereabouts in the States did your two aunts live?
I think they were both in Massachusetts, wasn't it? Yes.
Did they ever come to visit?
Oh, yes. Aunt Eva, we always look forward to her coming in the summer with she and Uncle Willis. They came once a year, generally. I think Aunt Ada mostly, well, she had a son. He didn't marry either, and they used to come. And I don't know whether they came every year or not.
What was so special about Aunt Eva coming to visit?
Well, sometimes she'd bring something for me. I guess I always thought, thought a lot of her. Maybe because I was named after her or something, too.
What kind of things would she bring you?
Well, generally like a dress or something like that.
Oh, that's special.
Yes.
Something that wasn't a hand-me-down.
No, because country children got a lot of those. But of course, it meant a lot too. It was like Christmas if some relative gave you a box of clothes.
Oh yeah.
And they're going back to it now too, anyway, aren't they? They
have
special stores.
Yeah, but it's still not the same as having a relative come and watch you open up the present of clothes. So, anything about your Aunt Eva that any memory that is really special?
Yeah, they were, well, they had partial eyesight, but not, Well, just that we used to, like, Uncle Willis was a nice, friendly person. Sometimes children take to people, and then there's others, older people, are, it seems so distant when you're a child, but mm-hmm. they didn't seem that way.
Even though you only get to see them once a year.
Yes, we're always glad to see them.
Yes. What about any other aunts or uncles from the Donald family? Was there anybody else who had come to visit?
No, of course Uncle Joe lived. He was the only uncle. There was another boy, Howard, but he died quite young. They think it was a ruptured appendix. I think he was only in his probably early 20s or something. Maybe.
Yes. Yes. Now, let's talk a bit about your house where you grew up. You would have grown up then on the Kerr
farm.
Homestead?
Yes.
How big, can you remember how many acres, about, approximately?
There were about 200 acres with farm and woodland, I think,
yes.
All those farms.
What kind of things did your father plant to grow?
Potatoes and turnips and oats and hay crop, and then we always had a garden.
Mm-hmm. What kind of things?
Buckwheat, we used to buckwheat because everybody wanted buckwheat flour for pancakes.
Oh, yes, the buckwheat flour pancakes. Some people had the morning and noon
yes.
and night.
Yeah, they were a good meal.
Yeah, it must have been a really good meal. Now, what about animals?
We had cows and a team of horses always.
Yes.
Horses were my favorite animal.
Oh, were they?
Yeah.
Now, were they the big workhorses?
Not the Clydes. What
no.
was the other horses? The Percherons, were they? Percherons? They were sort of medium-sized horse.
Yes.
We had a black one that I especially am fond of.
Did you have a name for it?
Molly.
Oh.
I got a panda bear that I won one time and I call it Molly for.
Isn't
I
read
my horse, it's black with the white.
So what kind of thing, would you groom the horse?
And oh yes, and well my brother and I, see Rowena worked, Dad died when I was 14 and he wasn't well before that for a while, but my brother and I help Mom on the farm. I always remember Mom, one day we were rushing out after having our dinner to go back out to do some work, and of course people from the city used to come through to buy cattle and things, and this fellow drove in and he said, is the boss around? And Mom said, we're all bosses here. And I always thought that was a pretty good answer. But we worked with her in the fields and did the barn work. We did everything, harnessed the horse. I used to have to get up in the manger to put the collar on the horses. And
right.
To reach goodness. The height.
So if you were 14, I'm just doing the math, your father would have passed away in about 1944?
Yeah.
Do you remember the date?
Yes, it was May 27th. Mom just got out of bed from having the old-fashioned measles, and us kids went to bed. The measles had gone through the school, and because Mom needed us to help with get the crop in, she kept us home from school, but she had to go to town, and didn't she pick up the measles in town herself? And I know I tried to get the milking done that morning, and I would milk a little while, but it was all handwork. And I milked a little while, and then I'd have to go and lay down on the barn floor with the bags of feed. We kept them stored in there, and where
mm-hmm.
you drop the hay down and everything. And lay down there till I got energy enough to come back out and milk a little bit more. And when I come in the house, my cousin was there, and she said, the measles are all out on you.
Mm-hmm.
But we got the news that morning that he had passed away.
So now he hadn't been home then?
No, he was in the hospital. So.
Where would the hospital have been?
In St. John here.
Mm-hmm. One thing I didn't get from you is, do you know what your mother's birth date was?
Yes, March 20th.
In what year?
1903.
Okay, and your father's, did you know your father's?
He was born in June 1888.
Okay,
I'm not
fine.
Quite sure of the day in June. It would be in the old Bible there.
And then he passed away in 1944.
Mm-hmm.
And your mom just passed away in 1998.
Yes. She was just a couple weeks shy of her 95th birthday, wasn't it?
So it must have been quite difficult then for your mother to run a farm. And
yes, it was. She did well.
And Rowena would be off work and then, so it just would have been you and your brother home?
Yes, for a while. Well, like she was around for a little while and she did the housework mostly. And,
mm-hmm.
and then she worked out.
So let's talk about in your house when you were growing up. Was there any special place you guys would play hide and seek in the house, or anything you would do when your mother would say?
Wasn't too much time to play. There was housework to do too when you come in from the barn.
Right. The homestead, you showed me a picture of it, and it was huge.
Yeah. Or was the parlor, of course, at the front of the house that we only used like at Christmas mostly, or on Sundays, and Mom used to play the organ sometimes for us. She could play, there was march tunes, you know, different marches and things like that, and the hymns, and that was always kind of nice to, because there was no radios the later years either. We didn't get the hydro through the area until almost the time for the Army to buy us.
So what would you have used then for lighting and heating? And
it was the coal oil lamps, I guess, or kerosene lamps. You know, when the Aladdin lamps were invented, that was a great thing.
Now, what were those?
Well, they had a different wick or something on them. Was, you know, those, instead of a wick that you kept turning and come up, these had a thing, mantle, I guess they call them, but that long, and it was like a mesh type
yes.
of thing, only it was firm. And they gave a whiter, stronger light than...
Oh, okay. And they were called Aladdin lamps?
Yes, they were about shade about that long.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, it wasn't that big. Around.
Now, so you had your parlor, and then what
then
other
there was
rooms?
A big dining room. That was sort of the family room where you spent most of the time, because it was off the kitchen. It was large, and that's where the... When the threshers came or the men saw wood, that's where you had the meals. Other times you ate in the kitchen, of course, but or special occasions like Christmas. And yeah, the furnace. Sometimes it would get red, come up through the dining room that way, the pipe.
Oh, the wood furnace. Was it a wood furnace? I see. Now, what you mentioned Christmas. What would Christmas be like around the Donald house?
Well, there was never decorations. Mom, we went to bed on Christmas Eve, hung up our stockings at the end of the kitchen stove, and somehow she'd get the tree all decorated before Christmas morning, and she had a big paper bell that she hung in the middle of the dining room over the table. And when we come downstairs and through the hall into the dining room in the morning, we look up and the bell was there. That was Santa Claus's hat. He had come, so we were happy. And, of course, in those days, you got an orange, which was special. It's the only time you ever had an orange. Like ice cream, the only time we had ice cream was at, there's two picnics, the church picnic out in Jerusalem, New Jerusalem, and the 12th of July picnic down at the Headline. And that was the only time you got pop and ice cream.
Uh-huh.
But there wouldn't be that much in the stocking, but, I mean, it was surprise and... Today it seems as though the surprises are taken out of everything.
Now, what about the tree? What room would the tree have been in?
It would have been in the parlor.
Okay.
So it was used at that time. When.
What kind of decorations would your mom put on the tree?
She had those, what they call, I guess, like glass beads and roping and things that... Now, they could have been handed down for a long time. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
No, we didn't have popcorn on ours.
What about Christmas shopping now? Did your mother ever, one lady told me about how her mother would look in the Eaton's catalog.
Yeah, that was the...
And then, but instead of ordering it, because that was too much, she would make it just from looking.
Yes, yeah.
But does that, can you ever remember your mother putting her, doing her Christmas shopping through the Eaton's catalog?
There'd be some things like, you know, you wouldn't expect or get a whole lot. You know, times were hard. Like when I was growing up, it was during the 30s, so times were hard. But Mom did sewing and made clothes over and things for us. And I don't remember really how much we would have gotten out of the... Wouldn't have been that much, but there was no going to town to shop anyway.
What about Christmas dinner? Would you have had a turkey?
Oh, yes, that was... Well, not a turkey.
No.
Everyone... Or like, I don't know, there was many. I guess our neighbor Sutton's had turkeys, but they were about the only one. We had, of course, hens, and we'd have a fowl then for dinner.
So you'd have your
big
Christmas, big Christmas dinner?
Yes, you'd be so full. So much.
Would you ever have any relatives come visit at Christmas?
Yes, we took turns, like Aunt Ella and my cousin and her husband there. They came down 1 year, and then the next year we went up to their place.
Mm-hmm. Where did they live again?
They lived the next farm up on the other side of the road.
Okay.
Like the Kerr farm was the next one to us on our side.
So now that must have been fun to have your cousins come. And
well, it was just one. Margaret was an only child.
Yes.
It was Margaret Nolan that I gave you.
Would she have been around your age or older? Or?
She was a couple of years younger. She was my brother's age. Mm-hmm. She was born in August and Kelly was born in November.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What about meals now? How many meals a day would you have eaten?
Three. Yeah.
And when was your big meal of the day?
Probably dinner. Yeah. Breakfast, we'd go out and do the milking and feed the animals and stuff, and then come in to breakfast. Mostly it was porridge of some kind.
Mm-hmm.
And then dinner would be the big meal, I guess. Supper.
That's when you'd have the meat and potatoes?
Meat and potatoes and vegetables. Yeah.
And then supper might have been...
like scallops or pancakes. Like scallops, I mean like corn scallop or potato scallop or tomato.
Or pancakes, or your buckwheat pancakes.
Yes.
Did you have syrup to put on your buckwheat pancakes?
No, molasses.
No molasses. Did anyone around there, you've had lots of trees, did anybody make maple syrup?
My grandfather Donald, I guess, there were maples out back on our woodlot, and I think Mom said he used to tap those sometimes, and we'd have some syrup for that. But I don't remember, that must have been... like he was quite a lot, he must have been 70 when I can remember him.
Mm-hmm.
And he wasn't going out back then to do it.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about school for a few minutes. Was there a school in Summerhill near you?
Yes, we were sort of in like halfway between each one. But our district was the Dunn's Corner one. It was about a mile and a half or a little better. Mm-hmm. And that was a cold walk in winter.
I bet.
Yes, those hills. We'd get halfway there, and there was McCollum family. We used to go in there. Their kids went to school, too. And she'd get us up around the stove. We'd get our feet thawed out in her hands, and then we'd go the rest of the way.
Can you remember any names of teachers that were teaching at the school?
Yes. There's one woman now that lives at Penobscot, Evelyn Dunn. What's her husband's name? What's Evelyn's? I have it in the... can you get... there's a box in that top drawer there.
I can get it when we're done. That's okay. Can you remember anybody else?
And there were two Fultons, Doris Fulton and Elsie Fulton. They're both... no, Doris is in a home, I guess. She's married to a Dunn from Headline. Yes, I was in... grade 8 and took grade 9. She taught grade 9 too, the 9 grades. Audrey Johnson, she married in Ingalls.
Mm-hmm.
And, Sarah, have you been in touch with Kerr's, Milton and Sarah Kerr?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she was one of my teachers.
Oh, really?
She was there twice, I think. Before she was married, she taught. And then after she was married, she was back a year.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there was another one I had. Oh, yes, Walter Corbett's wife. She's still living. Have you been talking to her, Marion Corbett?
Yes.
Every time I hear any of the Psalms, I think of her. She always had us memorize the Psalms, and each morning we'd have one. Now the schools, you aren't even allowed to
mention
religion.
No, that's right.
She was wonderful. They were all good teachers. I have fond memories of them all, I guess.
Jerry, what kind of memories do you have of school?
Well, the cold walk. I sort of liked school because it was books, and I didn't like reading. The only thing, you get a lot of teasing when you're young. It wasn't the violence like today, though. That's good, but it wasn't so bad.
And you would have used slates?
Yes, yeah.
And then did you wash them off? Or?
Yeah, they had to be washed, and that's when we'd put the water on to wash them off. It would freeze sometimes. It'd be so cold.
Oh,
we sit
goodness.
Around the stove. We used to think we were keeping it warm instead of us keeping us warm.
What kind of things would you have done in school? Like a typical day, was there a routine that you followed?
Yes. Well, the first thing would be the roll call, and then the journey was either Bible reading and the Lord's Prayer, or Marion used to have us memorize the Psalms, and then we'd There'd be the arithmetic, it was called then. There was no math and spelling. And we had recess for 15 minutes, I think, from quarter to 11 to 11, and then noon hour, 12 to 1. And then the afternoon would be quarter to 3 to 3. There'd be recess again, and then 3 to 4. We'd get out at 4.
That's a long day.
Yes.
You would have almost been walking to school in the dark and coming home in the dark in the wintertime.
Yes.
Do you ever remember school inspectors coming to visit?
Yes. Wetmore was one fellow's name. And then you'd know the Fox brothers,
yes.
I suppose. Martin Fox. We always enjoyed that he was sort of interesting.
Now, what kind of things would he do when he came to visit?
One thing, he used to draw all these lines on the board different ways, and then he'd say, can you make a picture out of them? And he would get the greatest picture out of all these lines that he just put any way at all on the board, and he would see all these things, possibilities of animals or machines and different things he'd do. But he was sort of entertaining, I guess. We didn't mind him.
Anything special happen when he'd come to visit?
No, only one. He was, what was it now? I can't think of his name. But I know we didn't, he was so strict like that we were sort of afraid of him.
No.
Afraid to.
Afraid to move.
Yes, that's it. But that's why we liked Martin Fox.
Yes. Now, in Summerhill where you lived, were there any churches?
Yes, the Summerhill Church was just a half a mile. It was all uphill, did half a mile, and then another, probably less than half a mile, was the little Anglican one.
Mm-hmm.
It was moved to Chipman, I believe. They took the whole building.
That's right. It was. Yeah. Now that's something I've heard a lot of United Churches and Baptist Churches being, for instance, in New Jerusalem and Jerusalem
yes.
area. But now that must have been one of the only Anglican churches in the area.
Yes, the only other one was down at the head line. It was a big church.
Was it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where Mom's stepmother, she was Anglican. But we enter, you know, sometimes the minister in the Anglican said he had more United people there because of our church where there was four churches on the charge. We, like the Sundays were different when we'd have service one time in the morning, another time in the afternoon, then there would be a skip. And we would go up to the little Anglican one if there was none in our own.
Mm-hmm. Now what about Sunday school?
Yes, we had Sunday school. I was sort of always the quieter, shy type, but I remember one Sunday, of course the classes were all in different parts of the church, and the Bible class was across the adults from where I was, and the teacher, I was quite young, and she asked everyone what they wanted to be, and when she came to me, I jumped right to my feet and hollered out loudly, farmer. And everybody in the Bible class stopped their discussion and looked at me.
Oh, my goodness.
Because I loved the outdoors like Mom did. And that was one time that I...
Oh, my goodness.
I got notoriety.
Oh, my. Can you remember any names of your Sunday school teachers?
Yes, Lydia Scott. I suppose you knew her well. She was a wonderful person.
She was Clark. Was she Lydia Scott then or Clark?
She was Scott. Okay. Yes. And Rowena and I used to go up and visit, spend the day with her, and she was a great person because she had all these crayons and stuff, and she'd take a wallpaper book and a catalog, and we'd design a house. You know, everything. She must have been a wonderful school teacher, too. She taught school, of course, in the early years, and she showed us... like that silver leaf plant, when you put this leaf underwater, it turns silver. Like, mm-hmm. even all our years on the farm, we'd never noticed that before. But she just had that knack of. She was one of. I don't know who else now we had. The other, her father in law, was the Bible class teacher, Harry Scott.
Mm hmm.
They didn't change too much because there weren't that many people to.
Mm-hmm.
Do the job. Mom was a Sunday school teacher too.
Mm-hmm. I talked to somebody who was from the Hibernia area last week who said that when they were growing up, they were used to the Baptist Church or the United Church, but they had never heard tell of a Catholic.
Oh, for goodness sake.
And I thought that was kind of neat. But then I talked to someone from Petersville this Monday who said that, oh, you know, we had nobody but Catholics.
Yes, all that road was. Yes.
In that area. Yeah. So it's interesting to see how the religions came in that area, in the settled areas.
Yes.
Because, I mean, obviously there were a lot of Scot people, descendants from Scotland and Ireland.
Yes.
And that may have influenced it a little bit. Do you have any idea what nationality the Donalds were?
Well, it would either be Irish or Scots. They say at one time way back the interchange, like people from Scotland over to Ireland and so on. That's something I'd like to find out, which we are.
Well, but what was the Kirk? Wasn't the Kirk mostly a Methodist? Was it a Methodist?
It was Presbyterian.
Presbyterian.
Yes.
Right.
And then the Methodist would have been like the one in Summer Hill until the time of Union in 1925, and then became the United Church.
What happened to the building that the Kirk was?
It always was there until it fell down.
Did anybody use it for anything?
No, it never was used, unless there was funerals. Now, I'm not sure whether they ever had a funeral service there, like some of the older, like there were McKinneys that lived at the headline. There were three spinsters and a bachelor brother, and they were members there. But now whether they ever had services there when anyone was brought back to the burial ground there or not, I don't know.
What about community events now? What would have been done in Summer Hill to fill the time other than work?
Well, when Mom was young, she used to talk about all the birthdays. A lot of people were born in March, and they used to be able to have a gathering every evening because there were so many people born in March. Well, the school closings and the two picnics.
What would happen with school closings?
Well, there'd be a lot of getting, you know, recitation. Nearly everyone had a recitation. There'd be plays, and it was dialogues for just two people. And
do you ever, can you remember any recitation you had to do?
Not offhand. I can't remember any.
Did you get a chance to choose, or would the teacher just tell you what you
were? She generally chose, I think, what we would do.
Was there a community hall in the area?
Just the orange hall down at the headline. And then with the picnic then in the afternoon, then there'd be a dance in the evening and the music. And
Yeah, that's part the one in Queenstown. What about pie socials or anything like that?
There may have been, I don't remember going to any myself. I know Mom spoke about them, and because there was a basket in the closet there that she said that's what they took the pies in. wasn't that much when I was growing up, I guess.
Did your mother ever remarry?
No.
No. Now, what can you remember about the war?
I know it was a scary time. Like, we had very few planes, and if one went over, we used to think that, you know, maybe that was the German planes or something. But it was something you seldom heard, was a plane go over. And it was, you know, when the news was bad, it was, I can remember being quite concerned. Yes, to get the news. And you only ran those about an hour, the big battery, then you run them down if you run the radio too long.
What about work efforts that might have been done by the community for the boys over in the war? Can you remember you or your mother helping to pack tins or something?
No, they used to go around and gather up like salvage, they called it, and stuff for the war effort. And then my aunt, Ella, that lived next door, Ella Taylor, that married the Taylor, she used to knit all the time. She was almost blind, she could see, you know, like doorways and things. But the Red Cross used to, if people made mistakes in the knitting, they would send those ones back to her, and she could find them and redo them. Even her eyesight was almost, she got had an award from the Red Cross for her work.
Did the Red Cross ever provide the wool to do the knitting with, or was it up
I
to?
I think maybe they did. I'm not sure about that. If you were talking to Margaret, and you could. She would know.
Just seems that's the time that there would not have been any money to buy wool.
No, it wasn't.
And,
no.
Now, did many would anybody have had sheep in the Summerhill area?
Sutton's next door to us had sheep. I don't know if there was any others.
Mm-hmm.
There weren't too many. There weren't very. McCollum's. And then the Murphys, Johnny's former brother-in-law that lives down the road here about a mile. His family had sheep.
What about cream? Did you ever have cream?
Yes, we sold cream.
You did?
Yeah. In the earlier day, I can remember when I was really young, we made butter. Had the cream and then made the butter. And there was a family way up the north of the province that Mom and Dad used to ship butter to. Must have been just in the winter. They wouldn't have been able to in the warm months.
Mm-hmm.
But that was, and then you took the butter and eggs to the store and traded for like some of your groceries. And
right.
And then when the cream truck come in, of course, they paid by check for you.
Can you remember how much you would have gotten for a cream? For
no,
a can of cream or no?
No, I don't
know. What about the wood on your land? Did anybody ever cut wood on your land?
It had been cut before. Mom was, I think her stepmother had sold quite a lot of like the pulp or the logs. It was logs in those days. When Mom was young, she used to help her father cut logs. Yeah, she did the horse work, like yard the log, drive the horse to yard them out, and then they haul them to the, must have been the banks of the Narragansett River and just had them steam,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, stream driven down.
Mm-hmm.
But when we were growing, we just used the woodlot to get our firewood. And,
so who was responsible after your father passed away? Who was responsible for getting the wood?
Well, mostly Mom and Kenneth and I. And
yeah.
I know we were coming home late one evening with the horses. We got the sled stuck in a, there was a cedar swamp there. So I was just driving the horses, and of course they still had their yoke on that held them together, and I run one horse on each side of a tree and hung them up there. I had to back them up again and get them both on the same side.
Was it kind of unusual for, I know that girls were expected to do chores, but was it unusual for, did you see many women out with the horse teams?
Well, Mom always, of course, she worked out with her father because she didn't want staying in the house. She didn't like housework, nor with, you know, she got along better with her father, I suppose, naturally, than her stepmother. And she always worked out. And then there was a family, Mrs. Britton down towards the headliner, Coot Hill. She was widowed, too, and she did a lot of farm work.
Mm-hmm.
And they, most girls, there were a few that, I think it would have been more of the, you know, just a few that would have stayed in the house altogether, because most of the others were out doing something. Like it wasn't so unusual for people, kids to be out. Of course, we had to do more probably because of needing the help.
Now, did your mother ever have to hire help after your dad passed on, or?
Well, sometimes the neighbors in an area like that would get together and come and give you a day of cutting wood or something like that. And
right.
Of course, they all came one day to saw the wood and then a day to thrash the grain. And
Now, when you talked about your dad passing away, what do they know what caused his death?
No, we weren't ever sure what...
How long had he been in the hospital?
A couple of years or something, I think. But
do you ever remember traveling to the hospital to visit him? Were you allowed to do that?
Yes, we were. Wayne and I were in one time, I think. He was a very quiet person. Like he was the type that kept things to himself instead of talking it out. I remember driving to Gagetown, I don't know, more than once in the winter and once in the summer to get our feed, like at the, they used to call it the Agricultural Society. It was way up near where the fairgrounds and things are now, I think, the building. And that used to be quite a long, cold drive.
But it would be.
And bundle us all up, but we had a great big sled that kept straw in the bottom. And
so would he have taken the whole family with him?
Yes, we'd all go. And because Mom's stepmother's sister, Mrs. Hastings, did you remember her, Anna Hastings? Oh. They lived next door to Gilliland's, because we used to put our horses in Gilliland's barn. And we found, of course, there were no trains near us, so when we were little kids, we used to like them to get up there to go out back of Aunt Anna's and listen or watch the train go by.
Yes.
The tracks were back of her house.
Yes. Would you, when you came up to get the feed, would you have stayed overnight in Gagetown?
No, we'd just go to Aunt Anna's for dinner and get the horses, get them fed and a rest and go get the stuff and head back down. Because it would take, I suppose, about 4 hours probably to drive.
Now, what about neighbors? Can you remember the name, even family names, of neighbors around you in Summer Hill?
Well, heading towards Gagetown from us was Kerr's on one side and Taylor's across the road. Then up above Kerr's was Stanley Hawkshaw. This Audrey Armstrong I mentioned, that would have been her uncle. Yes. And then across the road from them on the corner of the Summer Hill Road and then the one going to Burnie were Sutton's. And cousin of Dad's, Donald, too. Sam Donald was on top of the hill, just opposite the church. And then past the church was Miss Lydia Scott, one of my teachers, Raymond Scott. And his brother Hazen was on the next farm up. And then across from Hazen's was Graham, Arlie Graham. You probably remember him, Rita Ashburn. That was her brother. And then up above Harry Scott's was Dale's. They moved out to Queenstown, Muriel Dale.
Muriel, yeah. Yeah.
And there were Browns from Hibernia moved into their place. And across from them was Rob Scott. And that was all in what we call, and the next was the school. And then you got up into what we called Egypt.
Egypt?
Yes. We had the Holy Land up there, Jerusalem and Egypt. And
have you any idea, did anyone ever tell you where they got the names from the places, like Summer Hill?
No, I don't. Now, like Coot Hill, down near Regina, it was an Irish name, wasn't it? It may have been people from the area in Ireland, that, and that certainly at the hills.
Right.
And, Clonus, I think, was an Irish name, too. Now, New Jerusalem, I don't know how there were a lot of people there from different Scotland, Ireland, and
Now, what year were you married?
1952.
And your husband's name, his full name?
John Edwin.
John Edwin Campbell.
Campbell, yeah.
And he didn't grow up in that area, did he?
No. You would have been your late teens, early 20s when your parents moved there, I think. And then he was around some after they moved up there.
So were you married in Summer Hill?
No, we came, the minister that I joined the church when he was preaching, Mr. Chappell, was preaching in West St. John, and we came down. That church was united in with Carlton Kirk. Carlton United, it was then.
Mm-hmm. And after you were married, now 1952, so you by that time you knew that the military would be coming through and expropriating the land. Where did your mother and brother go to from there?
They moved down to Moore and got a place. My brother, I guess he got so tired of farming when he was a kid that he didn't want to go back on a farm.
Mm-hmm.
So they got a place at Morna, and he always worked in town after that.
Yes, and can you remember if there was any, like how your mother even began a search for a new place? Like that's a big task.
Yes, we've got a lot of country driving around, and then my brother had a car, and he took people around to look at farms, and it was sort of, I don't know how she really, I think maybe they wanted somewhere like nearer St. John, and so Kenneth could have work, and I'm not sure whether, I think maybe they had stopped at a store at Martinon, and someone they knew had the store, and they mentioned this place that was at Morna.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember moving your mother and brother out?
Yes, that was a hard summer. I was expecting my first child, and oh, it was.
Yeah.
And I think that's why, you know, it's hard on the unborn children when you're under a lot of stress. It's kind of a sad thing.
How many children are in your family?
That I had?
Yes.
Three.
Three. Mm-hmm. And can I get their names?
Yes, Shirley Lynn. Well, she's married to Ripley. She lives at Burton.
Yes. And do you know what year her birth date is?
53. She was born in
Of course, that
October,
was you were moving.
Yes.
Yes. And then your second child?
Patricia Dawn. She married in Northrop, and they live out in Victoria. She's the only one with children, so that's where my grandchildren are. One we haven't seen yet. And then I have a son, David John. He lives right next door to us.
Mm-hmm. They were talking about moving your mother out. There must have been an awful lot of things to...
Yes.
Where do you start?
Yes, that's it.
Where do you start?
What to take and what to...
Was there anything that your mother had to leave behind that she really regretted leaving, other
than
the farm?
I don't think that was the main thing. Had to get rid of the... Of course, where she wasn't going back on a farm, meant she had to get rid of all the farm stuff, the animals and things.
Do you remember, was there one person who purchased the stuff, or from the farm, or did it go to a number of people?
I think probably maybe a number of people. We had a nice... like a small horse that Douglas Kerr, that lived next door to us, he had moved over to Springfield. He and his wife are both gone now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think just, you know, whoever happened to... I'm not sure now whether anyone took the cows as milk cows or whether they were used as beef cows. Funny how you don't think of those things after you leave.
What about, how old would your mother have been when you had to move her?
She would have been around 50, wouldn't she? Because she was born in 1903.
Yes, she would have been around 50.
Yeah.
So that's not a young age to even try
start
to think
over.
Of.
Start over. No, yeah. And especially where it was her homestead, where she was born and lived all her life there. And she loved the life on the farm.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was, I think, a healthy life. She always believed in fresh air and healthy food and proper rest, because where her mother had died with TB, she...
Do you have any memories of your life in Summer Hill that are quite vivid? Or special?
I liked like in the evening on the raking machine, raking the hay or something like that, and the cows was... Think of them mostly as work, the milking by hand and cleaning the stables.
Nothing picturesque about them, is
no.
there?
Although Jersey cows are pretty. They're the nicest shaped animals, I think. Well, there were dances, too. When you were mentioning the social, I forgot. There used to be dances sometimes, like in later years, once a month or something like that. But I never could seem to go without without enough sleep. And Rowena used to get, we'd go down and with a neighbor or something maybe, and the next morning Rowena would be up just full of life to get going and doing things, and I'd be trying to get one foot dragged after the other, and she'd say, "Mom won't let us go again if you, she sees you dragging that way."
How old would you have been then?
It would have been my early teens, I suppose.
Yep.
And I told her I was tired. She said, "Well, pretend you're not." I said, "I'm too tired to pretend."
Trying to find a way around it somehow, wasn't she?
yeah, the music was nice.
Do you have a memory of your house that stands quite strong?
Well, I always thought it was a nice setting where it had the cedar lane and there were trees in the front there. And it was cold in the winter, I know that.
What's one of your first memories of your homestead?
I don't know. Can't seem to think of anything.
Did your grandfather Donald visit much?
No, he wasn't wasn't much to visit, no.
Did you go visit him much?
We used to go up to play with my cousin next door, like when we had a chance, and she'd be down to our place. And that was she was about the only one my age, or near my age, to play with.
Margaret?
Yes.
Yeah.